It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Looking ahead to its own presidential election next fall, Afghanistan began registering new voters this month, at least those it can get to in the midst of the escalating violence there. Organizers say it's hard to reach many eligible voters, let alone persuade them to actually put their names down on a registration list. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson sent this report after visiting one unstable region, the eastern province of Kunar.
In a fortified government center here in Kunar's Shigal district, Afghan workers tally registration forms on the first day of the voter drive. District coordinator Saher Gul says the results are disappointing. He says some 350 people signed up, less than half the number he had hoped for. Of those, only a dozen were women.
The security situation in Kunar complicates the process. But we are trying our best to reach out to as many people as we can and have asked the village elders to tell people to sign up.
He says that's not easy when people are afraid of what might happen if they do heed the call. Many believe signing up to vote could prove fatal in places like Kunar, where the government holds sway during daylight hours, but insurgents rule the night. A few days before the voter drive began, Taliban fighters attacked a nighttime convoy of election workers driving through Kunar to a neighboring province. None of the workers was hurt, but the insurgents torched the registration supplies. Here in Shigal, the local police chief placed one of his officers with a machine gun on the roof of the registration center to instill confidence in voters and warn the Taliban to keep away. Afghan officials in Kabul say so far there have been no attacks on this or any other registration site. Given the security challenges, officials are adamant that the registration drive is succeeding. Zakaria Barakzai is the spokesman for Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission, appointed by President Hamid Karzai. Barakzai says election workers were able to open most of the registration centers planned for this initial phase of the voter drive. As of late last week, more than 200,000 people had signed up. That's just a fraction of those the government is hoping to register by the time the drive ends at the end of February. Barakzai says he's hopeful they'll meet their goal.
We will do everything possible that nobody in Afghanistan is deprived from their rights to vote in future elections of the country.
Making sure that happens is vital, says Nader Naderi, who chairs the Free and Fair Election Foundation of Afghanistan, an independent group monitoring the election efforts.
In the past, people did not believe on those people who were ruling on their legitimacy. But people do believe on Karzai's power as a legitimate power because he has won the election. And if that core issue is removed, then of course there will be a lot other troubles, including the warlords who are an element of insecurity.
Naderi says those former warlords are seeking to gain more power, and elections that lack legitimacy would give them an opening. Naderi also says Afghan and Western officials should order military operations ahead of the elections to make sure Taliban fighters cannot disrupt the voting. But as these first 2 weeks of the voter drive show, security isn't the only obstacle to a legitimate election in Afghanistan next year. Another headache for organizers is how few women are signing up. So far, less than a third of the registrants are women. In Kunar, that figure is even lower. Shakila, 18, who like most Afghans only uses one name, is an election worker tasked with registering women here in the Shigal district, a conservative Pashtun area where the sexes are strictly segregated. Shakila says the main deterrent to potential women voters here is that they have to come to the same center as the men. Even if they do so in the opaque head-to-toe burqa in which no one can recognize them. She and other officials say they want to move the women's site to a clinic up the road in hopes of boosting turnout, but the police chief has refused to let them go because he says it isn't safe enough. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kunar Province in eastern Afghanistan.